Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. And early in the week, we like to bring you some good vibes, something that's out there in the world to help your week get started with a little bit of positivity. It's that time of year when you can find a lot of wisdom and encouragement from commencement speeches. And often these speeches, while aimed at graduating students, they can be really useful, even for those of us who donned a cap and gown a long time ago. Today's good vibes are brought to you by Brian Stevenson, the lawyer and activist and founder of the Equal Justice Initiative. Many of you have read his best-selling book, Just Mercy, or seen the movie based on his lifelong work defending death row inmates in the Deep South. He's now teaching at NYU Law School. Last month, he spoke to students at a different university. In his virtual commencement speech to the University of Michigan class of 2021, Stevenson highlighted the thing he believes we must all think about as we move forward and try to create a better world, something that has driven him throughout his long career: proximity. Proximity to issues, to injustice, to people. Here's how he described it.
I don't want to spend my time talking about problems. I want to spend my time talking about solutions, because I believe that you are critical to how we move forward, how we change things. I believe you have to help us change the world. And the first thing I think you're going to have to do to advance that goal is, I believe we're all going to have to commit to getting proximate. This year of isolation, this year of social distancing has been difficult, but it's been especially difficult for the people who live in the margins of our society, for the poor, the excluded, the neglected. And I believe that with these degrees, we have to commit ourselves, whether we're engineers or lawyers or engaged in teaching, or it's the scientists, the art, whatever our passion, we have to commit to getting closer to the poor, the excluded, the neglected, the marginalized, because it's in proximity to those communities that we begin to understand things we need to understand about how change happens, how justice grows, how we create healthier communities. Proximity is key to your capacity, your ability to make a difference. Sometimes our elected officials create solutions to problems that aren't effective, and that's because they've been crafted from distant spaces. Scientists understand that to make innovation, to actually see things and have progress, we have to understand intimately what we are studying. We are all dealing with the COVID virus, and we have a vaccine to that virus because our researchers have been so intimately pulling apart the nature of the virus that they've come up with this vaccine. Well, injustice requires the same kind of intervention. Inequality requires the same commitment. We've got to get outside the spaces and the communities that are sometimes comfortable and easy and go into the places where there's suffering and despair. You know, I talk about proximity not because of something I've read or researched. I talk about it because it's what I've learned. It's what's prompted me. It was my proximity to people on death row that taught me that we have a criminal justice system that treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. It was being with the condemned that helped me understand how there were people in this country literally dying for legal assistance, and that proximity shaped and altered my career. It intensified my commitment, and that same kind of response is awaiting you when you position yourself among those who are struggling.
Stevenson continued his address, emphasizing the importance of something many people have lost over this past year: hope.
I know this is a great and glorious day, but it's still easy in this era to become hopeless, and you have to fight against that. Hopelessness is the enemy of justice. Injustice prevails where hopelessness persists. Your hope is your superpower. It's the thing that will get some of you to stand up when others say sit down. Some of you are going to have to speak when others say be quiet, and your willingness to do that will be key to our capacity, your capacity to change the world. Fourth and finally, I want you to get proximate. I want you to change narratives. I want you to stay hopeful, but I also want you to do something difficult. We cannot create more justice. We cannot change the world if we're unwilling to do things that are uncomfortable and inconvenient. You're going to have to do uncomfortable things. You're going to have to do inconvenient things. You're going to have to go places that are not always easy and inviting. But when you do that, you join the tradition of so many that have made a difference in the world, that have pushed justice forward.
So stay hopeful and get uncomfortable. That was Brian Stevenson, and today's Good Vibes.